وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the noble and sublime characteristics and qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which not only was found to the greatest extent in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a great effort to instill and to engender this within the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. After teaching them Iman, belief in Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam then made an effort to instill this particular attribute within them, and that is the characteristic, the quality of tawakkul, of reliance, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif in various ayat. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That person who has trust upon Allah, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is sufficient for him. Allah will take care of his needs for him. فَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. In various ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah instructs us, commands us to have tawakkul, have reliance upon Him. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His love for those who have tawakkul, those who trust upon Me, those who have reliance upon Me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah has muhabbat, has love and compassion for those who have tawakkul. And here the Musannif, the author rahimahullah, has mentioned the definition of tawakkul. What is meant to have tawakkul, to have trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says that regardless of the situation or the occasion, a person first adopts the means at his disposal, whatever means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and the system that Allah has in this world, cause and effect, that a person does something, then generally it will have a certain effect. A person is unwell and he takes medication, then generally the effect will be that he will be cured. So he mentions that tawakkul is, regardless of one's condition, one's situation, a person uses the means at his disposal, but after using the means, he then has reliance and trust that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that creates effect within the means. The means themselves, of their own accord, inherently, they cannot benefit me, they cannot harm me, they cannot bring about any effect. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that puts the effect in the means. Like how Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Saab, Damat Barakatuhu, the son of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab, rahmatullahi alayh, mentions that to this extent, a person is not well and he takes a tablet. Perhaps he has a migraine, has a headache, and he takes a painkiller, and the tablet goes into his mouth, down his throat, into his stomach. He says, as though when the tablet is within his belly, as though the tablet itself now calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, do you give me permission to cure him or not? If Allah gives ijazat, gives permission, now the person will be cured. Then he feels the effect of it. Within a few minutes, half an hour or so, his migraine is completely cured. He can't feel it any longer. But how many a times a person is unwell, he takes medication, perhaps he even goes to the doctor, some treatment is prescribed to him, and the first course of antibiotics, there's no effect. The symptoms are still there. Then he changes the higher dosage. And a third time, eventually Allah gives ijazat, permission. Now the medication, the tablets, the treatment will now have an effect on him. So tawakkul is a person uses the means. He doesn't abandon the means. But at the same time, he has trust and reliance that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put effect in these means. Ulama have mentioned that when it comes to tawakkul, there are three categories of people. One is those who abandon all means altogether. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions that there was a group of people who would come from Yemen. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. They would come from Yemen and they would come to perform Hajj. And when they would come, they would not bring any provisions with them. Lengthy journey from Yemen all the way to Makkah Mukarrama. They would bring no provisions. They would then have to stay there for a number of days. In those days also it would take long to travel. So they would come to Makkah Mukarrama with no provisions, and they would then say, نَحْنُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. We have tawakkul. But because they had nothing with them, they would then resort to begging. They would turn to the people of Makkah Mukarrama and expect them to fulfill their needs. So when they continued to practice upon it in this way, then the ayat of Quran Sharif came down, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us, commands us, particularly those going on the journey of Hajj Umrah, that take along provisions with you. Make sure you adopt the means. Take along your food, your drink, whatever it is that you need for your journey and your stay there. This is not contrary to tawakkul. In fact, the person is commanded to use these means. So he says this is the first category. That they abandon the means altogether, this is completely incorrect. Then he says you have the second category, who go to the other extreme. They rely and trust solely on the means. And then he mentions the incident of the son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that the flood will come and instruct your followers to board the ark. And he then commands his son, warns his son, that make tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then get onto the ark with me. Then what does his son say? Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'simuni min al-ma. That I will go to the mountain top and this in itself will protect me from the flood, protect me from the water. So he had trust on the means alone. So this also he mentions is incorrect. And then he says you have the third category. Those who have understood what tawakkul really is that they do adopt the means. Whatever is at their disposal, they use. But their reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is with regard to tawakkul. We find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua also. Allahumma ja'alni mimman tawakkala alayka fakafayta. Oh Allah, make me from those who have true tawakkul upon you, and you are sufficient for them. Those who have reliance upon you, and you take care of all their needs for them. Wastahdaka fahadayta. And make me from those who seek hidayat, guidance from you, and you give them your guidance. Here also, Hazrat Dam Barakatuhu teaches us that when it comes to tawakkul, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many a times our condition is such that when it comes to major things in my life, I have some degree of tawakkul. Something that's a large expense or a major event in my life, something very difficult to achieve, then I got tawakkul. I'm making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will do it for me. And I need Allah's assistance. But many a times when it comes to minor things, then we tend to think that I have it under control. I'll do it. I'll take care of it. The wife asks to buy bread and milk without even thinking that Allah will do it for me. Many a times a person feels that I will do it myself. Hazrat gives the example, a person's watch needs a new battery. How it just crosses the mind that after Salah I'll go to the shop and I'll get it myself. I'll pay for it. I know how to go there. I have the means at my disposal also. I have the wealth. I have the money with me in my pocket. So I'll buy it and I'll do it. Whereas here also we're supposed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in reality it is only Allah that can do it. As it teaches us also, a person goes to the garage and he needs to fill up his tank, petrol. And how we just instruct the Bowser boy that now fill it up. Without giving it a second thought, I'll pay for it. I know I've got my wallet with me, I've got my card with me. And now he fills up the full tank, 1,200 rand, 1,300 rand, and he brings the machine, and I put my hand into my pocket, I realize my wallet is not there. I forgot it at home. Now a person's heart will turn to Allah. Now what do I do? Whereas if I had it with me from the very beginning, Hazrat teaches us, make this muraqabah also, that before I can instruct the Bowser boy, before I can even reach into my pocket, Ya Allah, only you can fill up my tank for me. Only you can pay for it. Only you can get it done for me. So to have this tawakkul, this reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it for me. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then at times will even work against the means in one's favor. The famous incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was a young boy, and Fir'aun at that time was taking the lives of all the young boys born to the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in that year where the young male children were going to be slaughtered alive. And his mother was fearful that what do I do? How do I protect the life of my son? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs her to do something that we would think is completely illogical. Allah says, take him now, place him into that basket and throw him into the river. As though you're signing his death certificate already. That leave Fir'aun killing him, this is certain death for your child. But Allah instructs her, وَأُوحِيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فَالْيَمْ. That now throw him into the river, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't have fear, don't grieve. إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return him to you. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And not only will we return him to you, but we'll make him from the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. When she had tawakkul upon Allah, even though it seemed illogical, it went against human nature and the emotion and the love of a mother also, that now I'm throwing my child into this river. But when she did it, because it was the instruction of Allah, it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now have tawakkul. when she did it trusting upon Allah, how Allah made a plan to send the child back to her. That now he was picked up by the wife of Fir'aun, and then they searched for somebody to breastfeed him. Eventually, they sent him back into the home of his mother, and according to some riwayat, also paid her to breastfeed him. So not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, Allah brought him back into the lap of his mother, and she benefited out of it. It was profitable for her also, because she had this tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله. That if only you had true reliance on Allah, genuine trust upon Allah, as you ought to trust Allah, as you ought to have reliance upon Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would provide for you as He provides for the birds. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to explain Allah's provision, Allah's sustenance for the birds, تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا. That the bird leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach. Hazrat explains, with no PhD, no university degree, no shop to open, no investments, no bank account. It doesn't know where its next meal is coming from. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. But despite not having the means, it returns home in the evening, returns to its nest with a full belly. Why? Because it has tawakkul upon Allah. So in the very same way, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the provisions for the bird, without having a university degree, without having a business, without having any exterior means for earning its living, in the same way, if we have tawakkul, genuine trust upon Allah, Allah will create the means for us also. Here the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a group of 70,000 of my followers will enter Jannah. 70,000 of my ummah will enter Jannah, whose faces will be radiant like the moon. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, who are they? الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. Those who do not rely upon amulets, upon ta'weez. Their trust is not upon this, that if I'm not wearing my ta'weez, I won't be protected. But their trust is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the giver of protection. Allah is the giver of cure. Allah is the giver of safety, of security. لَا يَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that they have tawakkul, they have trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith that is mentioned, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that should I fasten the animal and thereafter exercise tawakkul, or should I leave it free and exercise tawakkul? It's very common, we hear this, that they say tie your camel. So here this person asked, O Nabi of Allah, should I fasten the animal and then have tawakkul, or should I just leave it free and then have tawakkul? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that fasten the animal and with that exercise tawakkul. So as we mentioned in the beginning, adopt the means at your disposal, but have reliance and trust upon Allah. At the same time, Hazrat teaches us that we should not go to an extreme in this regard. Like how Hazrat says, that we haven't just tied the camel, but we've tied it so tight that we strangled it. We've tried to cushion ourselves from all directions. So many policies and medical aid and insurance, life policy, and I've got all of these things around me in the name of using the means, as though I'm saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you can't hit me. I'm covered from all sides. So we should not abuse this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To tie the camel is that we use the permissible means at our disposal, what is within reach, what Allah has created for us, the system of Allah in dunya, but primarily our tawakkul, our trust, our reliance is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.